Praise the Lord and welcome to Real Time Revival. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and tonight we are praying for patience to let God have his way. And I thank the Lord for those of you who are beginning to call in even right now as we prepare for a mighty move of God on tonight. In alignment with our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge, we will be having 15 minutes of prayer every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern so that we can allow the Lord to break every chain in our lives to help us remove the clutter as we count down to 2017 in establishing our most fruitful year. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with me, I will try my best not to get into speaking in tongues and things like that as I pray, because we have callers from many different denominations. So I really don't, but I will tell you that I truly believe in letting the Spirit of the Lord have his way. So as we start, I will take your prayer request on tonight for any of the callers who would like to let us know something that's on your heart that you want us to pray for. Before we start, press 1 on your phone and I will take your prayer request live tonight. And for everyone else, I want you to just begin to get into a spirit of praise and worship. Remember that on this prayer call, no one can hear you. You're in your own home, your own prayer closet with the Lord. I can't hear you. No one else can hear you. So even now, I want you just to begin to get your mind on Jesus. Just begin even now to thank him wherever you are. Just begin to honor him wherever you are. Make sure that your television is off. All of the distractions are off and out of the way as we come together in corporate prayer on tonight. And I can tell you that people are calling in now, and I'm praising God for you on tonight. Our focus is that we are praying to let God have his way in our lives on tonight. I'm going to hold for maybe a few more seconds to see if anyone wants a prayer request before we move on. Press 1 on your phone and I'll take your prayer request. If not, we're preparing to go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, begin to thank him in your home tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what it is that you need from God. Begin to worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes in your own secret prayer closet and begin to worship him. Hallelujah, Lord. We're just thanking you tonight, God. We're honoring your presence, Lord. We are magnifying your name, Jesus. Come on, saints. Begin to thank the Lord. God is able and he's willing tonight to do everything that we are going to lay before him in accordance with his word. So tonight, Father, we come in the holy name of Jesus. Lord, we come asking for the forgiveness of every sin. God, we ask tonight that you would cleanse us. Father, that you would wash us and make us whiter than snow, that you would begin even now to move, God, in our spirits, in our homes, in our lives, Lord, that you would begin even now to let us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that when we come to you in the blood of Jesus, that we're covered, God, that our sins are hidden, so that we are in a rightful position to receive from you. Now tonight, Lord, we come standing on your word that it is your desire that we should prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers, that it is your will, God, that none of us shall perish, that it is your will, Lord, that you have plans to prosper us as you said in Jeremiah, that it is your will, God, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, as you said in Ephesians 3:20, that it is your will, God, to be our shepherd so that we are wanting nothing and have no lack. As you said in the 23rd Psalm, we come tonight, God, believing that it's your desire for us to be prosperous in every area of life. So tonight, Lord, we come asking you, coming together, asking you, God, that you would allow us to have the patience to wait on you to perform your perfect will in our lives. You see, Lord God, sometimes it gets a little hard. Sometimes, God, waiting on you, it seems so long. It seems like we're waiting, we're waiting, we're asking, we're praying, we're fasting, we're claiming it, we're declaring it, we're calling it, we're believing it, but the manifestation is not always expeditious in arriving to us, God. So sometimes we become discouraged. Sometimes, Lord, we even doubt. Sometimes, God, we begin to give up, because we feel like that maybe our waiting has been in vain. There are so many things, God, that are coming in and weighing us down and burning us day after day after day, hour after hour, minute after second, and we're waiting on you. But we don't always feel like you're coming to us, God. Some of us on this call tonight are waiting on you, God, in our homes. We're waiting in the home for you to repair a marriage, to restore a marriage, to help us find joy again in a marriage. Some of us in the home are waiting on you to restore the parents, Lord God, to restore the relationship between mothers and daughters, sons and fathers. Some of you, some of us, God, are waiting on you to bring children back home, to get them out of homelessness and drugs and robbery and jail and whatever the situations may be, God. And some of us on the call have been waiting for such a long time that we've allowed Satan to come in and to confuse us, to make us think that we're not worthy to receive from you. Some of us, Lord God, we are tired, we're weary, we feel like giving up. Sometimes we're crying day after day, night after night, week after week, into our pillows. Whew. Nobody knows it, God. Then we leave out of our home smiling and happy. But Lord God, it's a facade. It's a faux type of happiness, because in our hearts, we're still waiting and we're weary and we don't know if you're going to come through. Some of us, Lord, are waiting in our finances for job situations and business situations, for clients or patients, or we're waiting, Lord God, for that breakthrough, that raise, that increase, that new job. We're waiting for someone to call on the application that we have submitted, and God, we're walking out of the house, smiling and waving at everyone, but God, on the inside, we're broken. We don't know if you're going to come through. Some of us, God, we're waiting for all other types of things, whether we're in depression or addiction, whether we're out in prostitution. Some are waiting on the outcome of court cases. Some, Lord God, just are waiting. And we've been continuing to wait so long that we feel like giving up. But God, tonight, you said wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, there you should be in the midst. And if we ask, we have the petition that we desire. So we stand on that word and we pull it forth. Hallelujah. That you are answering prayers right now. God, that you will have your way in our homes, God. Have your way on our jobs, Lord. Have your way. God, whatever the situation may be, wherever we find ourselves right now, we need you to come in, work a miracle, be that sovereign God, and have your way. We need you, God, to open up the windows of heaven and pour down such a blessing that we don't have room to receive it. We need you, God, to send down your latter rain. We need you, God, to make ways out of no way. We need you, God, to come in and restore our faith, rejuvenate us, encourage us, set us on a rock to stay. Let us know that you're still there, God. You hear us. Your ears are not closed to our prayer. God, you're not so far away that you can't still do miracle on top of miracle. God, you're not so distant that you don't hear our cries and our tears at night. You're not uncompassionate. You see us, and you said, Lord God, that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. So God, be true. Be true to your word. And let every other man be a lie. That you will come in tonight. Come on, begin to praise God. Wherever you are, just begin to thank him. You know what it is that you need God to have his way in your life. You begin to speak it. Remember, I can't hear you. No one else can hear you. Whatever it is, I want you to say right now, Lord, have your way. Come on, say it again. Lord, have your way. Come on, you got to believe it. Lord, have your way, God. Come on. Lord, have your way, God. Come on and praise him. God, have your way tonight in me, in me. Oh, magnify him. Oh, glorify him. Come on, don't worry about even if there are other people in your home. Don't worry about who's listening, because when you need something from God, you cannot worry about any distractions. This is personal. It's between you and the Lord Jesus. Come on and tell him, Lord, have your way. Say it again. Lord, have your way. Come on, say it like you mean it. God, have your way. Lord, I open myself. I submit myself. I yield myself. I surrender myself that you have your way. You do a mighty work. You move by your spirit tonight in the name of Jesus, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Satan is defeated. You are bound. God, grant us the victory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise him for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I magnify you. God, we glorify you. You're so worthy tonight, God. We just, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, because the victory has been granted. You have moved. You are the ultimate judge, and you have come in and granted victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In your name, Lord, we count it done. Hallelujah. I thank all of you for calling in tonight. Remember, every Monday night we're here. 15 minutes of fired up prayer. And I just come saying this to you. Everything that you've laid before God tonight, you believe that you have received it and you receive it. And then you walk that out in faith. Satan will come. He will try to discourage you and steal away the word that has been spoken into the life of your homes on tonight. But every time he comes, you just tell him, Satan, you're defeated. God has already answered me. I will not doubt. I will do my part, and I will not doubt. Remember, you can join our Last 100 Days Remove All Clutter Challenge at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams. My heart is full tonight, and I'm going to have to get off before I just really, really let loose. But I tell you, God, God, have your way in Jesus' name. I'll see you next week. Praise God. Good night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way.